Wolves have their own voices. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Angela Dassow, assistant professor of biology at Carthage College, says wolf vocalization recordings can help monitor pack populations in a less invasive manner.
What's in a voice? Many of us recognize that the individuals we speak with sound different from one another, but we rarely discuss why voices are unique or whether other animals have similar distinctions in their vocalizations. Building upon previous research, we decided to test whether we could identify distinguishing acoustical properties, such as measures of frequency, duration, or amplitude, in wild gray wolf howls. Hollywood Goodridge and her colleagues demonstrated that this is possible with captive wolves where the quality of the recordings are high, but our study focused on whether these identifying features are still viable in low-quality recordings in a noisy, wild environment. With the help of a few Timberwolf Information Network volunteers, we recorded wolves in central Wisconsin every night for a month. From these recordings, we were able to isolate 21 howls from two adult wolves. For each howl, six types of frequency measurements and two types of duration measurements were made. Upon analyzing these acoustical properties, we determined that maximum frequency and end frequency were the most individualistic for wild gray wolves. These findings differ from the captive wolf study, which found fundamental frequency and scaled amplitude to be the most individualistic measures. These differences are likely a reflection of signal quality. As signal quality degrades, maximum frequency and end frequency become more useful in individual identification. With this knowledge, we propose a novel and non-invasive method for monitoring wild gray wolf populations, which have previously been monitored using invasive trapping and radiocollaring procedures. While vocal identification cannot replace radiocollaring entirely, it is a beneficial and cost-effective way of monitoring individuals for most surveying purposes.
That was Angela Dassow of Carthage College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.